Elisha, Chelek Aleph, Daf Mem Beis. This is the eighth chapter. It's entitled Mikhtav Shelishi, the third letter. Yedidi Hayakar, my dear friend, Simachtani Bidvarecha. You made me glad with your words. Ravach Lecha, Acharei Shekarasa Mashikosavta Lecha Yudeskina. You were relieved. You found relief after you read what I wrote to you regarding envy. Because a path opened in front of you to see how to examine yourself, and how to relate to your talents and deficiencies. Nonetheless, from between the lines, I see that my letter needs completion. There's more to be said. You're on the path to finding yourself. What still weighs upon you is the fact that your friends either relate to you or don't relate to you. You feel that you have not yet found your place among your friends. And you suffer from this. There are those among your friends that the desire to stand out controls them. You recoil from this, and justifiably so. Nonetheless, how should one then behave? Not to be involved at all in social interactions? Vadai gamze in atzad nachon. Clearly, that too is not the correct path. Hashifal is baltus, this desire to stand out. Neivas meoisu makor shemimenu vasakina. Interestingly, it stems from the same source from which envy stems. Afarotzelis balet, that person too, the one who insists on doing things, saying things in such a way as to draw attention to himself, terem matzai satzmoi, has not yet found himself. And the wealth that Hashem has bestowed upon him, with all sorts of intellectual and psychological resources. He too is still dependent on others to validate him, to hold of him, to validate him. Because otherwise there's nothing to validate him. He hasn't found that inner peace with the knowledge that Hashem has given him what is necessary for him to complete his task, and therefore he is dependent on others to validate him. Le'umase, in contrast, Chazal teaches Ma'asecha yekarvucha u'ma'asecha yerachakucha. Mishnah in Masechet Deyos, this is what Akavya ben Mahalalel said to his son. It's your actions, it's your accomplishments that will determine where you go. Asay besoicha chivra mashetzerich lasis. In society, and here we're talking about a limited society within the yeshiva, you should do what needs to be done. Mibeli lis chashev klal, without taking into consideration at all im ze moisif lecha kavod oloi, whether this adds to your standing or not. Azoir l'acherim, help others. Uvemakom shesh lasis yad leez avodah, where there's a need to contribute to some job, ledavar katan gadol, small or big, to schlep books from one place to another, to help nail a shelf into the wall, whatever it is, sham tiyeh ben hamitnadvim. Make sure that you are among those who volunteer. Bechol chevra zekukim lechaverim hamemunim asdarim mesuyamim. In every collection of individuals, when you have a society, and again we're talking about a small scale society within yeshiva, you need those members who will be in charge of whatever it is, whatever needs to be organized. Gam b'chayei yeshiva rabbi yisina hizdamnuyos. In chayei yeshiva, in the life of yeshiva also, there are many opportunities b'en tzerichim l'manoyos m'munim l'dvarim mesuyamim, where you need to have people who be in charge of certain rosters and whatever it is, whether it be a roster to do with the washing machines or dishwashing or getting supplies from the shop. Al tidchakes atzmecha l'minoyim keilu. Don't push yourself into these appointments. Aval im yagia torcha lismanus, but if it is your turn on the roster, asesa mutal alecha birtzinus ovim sirus, then you must do what's incumbent upon you seriously and with devotion. בזה תסרגל בעבודה אחראית למען הציבור. With this you will accustom yourself to do responsible work for the community. עם זה, at the same time, תקפיד על שמירת כל סדריך. You must make sure that your סדרים are maintained and preserved. שלא יתבטל איסם בשום אופן. You must not cancel them, your סדרים, under any circumstances, למען המשרה הציבורית שלך, for this public position. So to cancel half a seder in order to go and get dishwashing liquid or whatever it is for your roster. כי אם יהפך מינוי כזה, because if such an appointment becomes transformed into אמתלה לביטול העבודה עצמית, into an excuse to cancel one's own individual עבודה, הרי יוצא שכרוי בהפסדוי. Then what you gain here, you lose over there. הוא ירוקן האדם מבחינה רוחנית. Such an excuse will empty the person spiritually. הוא פוסח לו פסח להסתפק בהתעסקות שמה בכך. And it gives him now room to find satisfaction in lesser involvement. Netulas tochen retzini, things that are devoid of real content. And that's the danger. And therefore, do what is necessary to do, but while maintaining your sederim, without compromising your sederim. Next point. Shuv loy achached mimcha, I will not withhold from you this point, ki ben teira alul yos ragish lekavoid. A ben teira is particularly vulnerable to kavoid. Vedavka bichlal ma'alasi, specifically because of his high standing. Hinoi chai be'olam ruchani, the ben teira lives in a spiritual world, uvemeshech shnois limudoi, over the years when he has studied, הישרחק ממילא מגסוס התאבויס הבועריס כאים בעולם. He has naturally distanced himself from the gross lusts and passions that burn in the world today. He's far more noble than that, far more sophisticated and developed. And therefore, ויצרוי לובש גם כן אצטלה רוחניס. His יצר also takes on spiritual garb. חמדס הכבויד היא יוסר רוחניס מחמדס תענוגים גסים. The desire for כבויד, for recognition, is more spiritual than gross pleasures that perhaps attract others who are outside the Torah world. And that's why a ben yeshiva is more vulnerable to כבויד. זה שאמרו חזל, this is what חזל mean, this is a statement in מסכת סוכה, דף נון בייס, כל הגדול מחברוי יצרוי גדול ממנו. The greater the person, the greater the יצר. כלומר, that is, אם יסלוסוי הרוחניס, as a person grows spiritually, של האדם, נהיה גם יצרוי לרוחני יצר. His יצר becomes more spiritual. He's no longer attracted to those demeaning and physical and raw passions that rule outside the Torah world. He becomes more susceptible to more noble spiritual vices, such as כבויד. לכן על בן תורה להיזהר במיוחד מדמיוני של כבויד. Therefore, בן תורה should be especially careful with all sorts of fantasies of כבויד, לבל ייכשל בהם, so that he should not stumble here. אך מצד שני, on the other hand, חייב בן תורה להקפיד על עצמו ועל הופעה עשוי. A בן תורה must be careful regarding himself and his appearance. So when we say that one should not fall for kavod, that does not mean that one should treat oneself as a slob. And that goes as far as dress as well. Say Chazal, Talmid Chacham shenimtza rivav al bigdoi, chayav misa. A Talmid Chacham with a stain on his garment is chayav misa b'day shamayim. That's a requirement for Ben Tira to appear in a certain way, to conduct himself in a certain way. Ha'ichel bashuk, Pasul leidus, a person who eats in the mall, is disqualified from testifying in a Beis Din. Ki mikivan she'enu makpid al bizyonei v'hashpalasei, since he's obviously not concerned about his disgrace to be walking around in a mall, eating as he walks. He's not concerned about this degrading activity. Lo yichpas lo leshakeh u lizbazos, Chazal saw in this a concern that he will not be all that repelled by lying. That's at the end of Perikama de Kiddushin, at the end of the first chapter of Kiddushin, and it's brought to Alakha in Ilchois Idus by the Rambam, Perik Yud Aleph, Alakha Hei. Harei shechayav adam leakpid alo yifa'atoi v'tilbushta. These are two sufficient sources from Chazal to tell us that a person, a ben Torah, must be concerned about the way that he appears and the way that he conducts himself. Im ki ein lafriz bezat gedesil silu b'moteros. Of course, one should not exaggerate this and to take this too far. One has to find the balance here between not falling for kavod and yet maintaining one's dignity as a ben tira. Finally, v'akavod ha'amiti hu, true kavod is loy ha'makoyim mechabedes ha'adam, el ha'adam mechabedes mekoyimoy. It's not the place that honors the person, but rather the person who bestows dignity upon his environment. Mabat chiyuvi al kol adam v'al kol davar. A positive look, a positive outlook on every person and everything, and an aspiration, an attempt at least, to see in everything a positive aspect, an attempt to place everything in its right place, bli hafraza, without exaggeration. This is the characteristic approach of a true Talmid Chacham. As Chazal says in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of the fourth perek, Eizehu mechubad ha-mechabed es-abriyos. A person who is mechabed es-abriyos, and he described this just above, to look at people in a positive way, to strive to see the positive in them, not to exaggerate things, that's in a nutshell mechabed es-abriyos. Such a person is himself mechubad. Adkan.